Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
A great show for you today, dishing you the latest in celebrity and entertainment news. Now, Frank and Heidi are out today, but that's okay because we're gonna hold it down.
Down.
And guess what, y'all?
What?
It's Frank's birthday!
Yeah, Frank and
me. So we're gonna send you lots of love and birthday wishes, Frank. We love ya. All right, y'all, and later on, we have a new smash alert. And everybody is talking about this brand new couple chow. Also, we have more of all the fun Andrew Froehn had at the D23 Expo with Christian Bale, Sterling K. Brown, and more Disney stars. But first, Brent, what you got, girl?
Oh, yeah, y'all, it's that time of the year again, baby. It's the ESPN Magazine Body Issue, and it's being released this week, and it features athletes from a variety of sports, including football, basketball, gymnastics, and more, gracing the cover and showing off their sexy body.
I want to see some. Show me some.
All right, so let's kick it off with the Philadelphia Eagles offensive line looking like sexy, fluffy marshmallows, darling. What y'all think about this?
Not fluffy marshmallows.
Wow.
They look very strong. That's a hardcore cover right there. To be naked is very hardcore.
Offensive line is more than one person?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the whole line of them.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
All right, up next we have World Cup winner Kelly O'Hara popping bottles and representing for the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team on the cover.
Oh, that's cute.
Her body is really strong. Like, I didn't know that was a girl at first.
Oh,
you
my
said
God, look
her.
At her upper body.
You wouldn't know. That back is strong.
That this back, that stomach, back. That arms, yeah.
There's not a jar in her house she can't open.
Wow.
You need a back that big to play soccer? I thought it was all about the legs.
Apparently, ooh, she's good on defense.
Okay, now hold on to your seat, Portia and Gary. Feast your eyes on NFL players Myles Garrett from the Cleveland Browns and Michael Thomas from the New Orleans Saints.
He got an extra scoop of thighs there.
I know.
What kind of muscle is that going on?
I mean, honey.
Oof. Garrett, what you think about them poses?
The other one have six. Pack, the one that's on the mountain, the one that got thighs like Church's chicken.
He got. Okay, and representing for the more seasoned athletes who are keeping it tight and right, we have 61-year-old WNBA Hall of Famer Nancy Lieberman.
Get out of here.
Bocce balls. Like, her stomach is just so strong. Oh. Like, that looks like a guy's torso. Wow.
She looks amazing.
She's like she's been staying in shape.
Oh,
she
my gosh.
Amazing.
Huh?
Amazing. Like, she's strong like a dude.
Well, she's clearly been staying in shape, honey.
If that's what you got to be, strong like a dude at 61 to look like that, call me a man. Paul.
So that's what.
Paula Williams?
I'm Paul Williams.
Paul Williams.
And last but not least, this piece of chocolate bared it all and it looks good. Oklahoma City Thunder point guard, Chris Paul.
He is squeezing the hell out of his booty cheeks to make them stand up like that.
They are really
he is really doing that whole little thing we do when we got on jeans
exactly.
In the mirror.
Exactly, child, please, honey.
Yeah. We do that. We perk them up in the mirror when we got on jeans.
But I wonder what queen took those pictures, though.
All right, so everybody, they are bad boys for life. Everyone's 90s favorite detective duo, Martin Lawrence and Will Smith, better known as Mike Lowry and Marcus Burnett, are back patrolling the mean streets of Miami after a 16-year hiatus. The official trailer for Bad Boys for Life has finally dropped. Check it out.
One last time.
One last time.
We ain't going nowhere, because it's Bad Boys for Life.
So what y'all think? Y'all here for it or not?
Ooh, honey, I'm rushing to the movie.
Well, I'm just going to see it off of GP just because it's them making a comeback. I'm going to just go see it because of that.
Mm-hmm. Of course, me too. You know we got to ticket that thing because they family.
You know what? Mm-hmm. And, like, they actually look like themselves. Yeah. You know, like, Will Smith definitely knows where the gym is at. Martin Lawrence definitely knows where Jimmy John's is at. but they don't look weathered. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes when time goes by, people look like, you know, some things have happened in their life. They still look youthful.
All right, y'all, honey. Okay, everyone. Now, a clip from HBO's The Shop Uninterrupted has gone viral, and it involves country rapper Lil Nas X, y'all. Now, he was a guest on the show, honey, along with comedian Kevin Hart and some other celebs, y'all, and spoke about why he came out as gay, y'all, at the top of his career. Take a look.
And with all that early success, you felt it was important to make an announcement recently.
He said he was gay. So what?
Yeah. So about who cares? That's actually my question. Why do you feel it was necessary to come out and say that?
I'm growing up to hate this. I'm not supposed to ever like
this. Hate what?
Homosexuality. Gay.
Why?
People. Come on now.
Why are you going to
get hate? If you're really from the hood, you know. You know, it's not some. So it's like, if for me, the cool dude with the song on top of everything to say this any other time, like, I'm doing this for attention in my eyes. But if you're doing this, like, while you're at the top, you know it's, like, for real.
So what do y'all think about Lil Nas' response and Kevin Hart's reaction?
I think it was big for Lil Nas X to come out at the height of everything
right.
and say that. You know what I'm saying? Because usually, like, you know, somebody would be out there for 15, 20 years or whatever, even 10, and then they'd be like, oh, I was gay the whole time. Mm-hmm. But to, like, you know, like, roll the red carpet or the pink carpet or whatever you want to say out now, on that whole statement?
Pink carpet gotta be pink.
Okay.
I don't know.
You know it's red.
It felt right, man.
It's red.
I'm from the 80s.
It's red.
Unless it's breast cancer month.
Yeah.
Okay. So being in the room with a lot of other stars like Kevin Hart, you know, what do y'all think about his response? And he was like, you know, just tell us. You know, he kind of interrupted and said, what's up?
Believe it or not, it was appropriate. Hell, when you know, people talked about being gay and stuff, it was a big issue. Well, now he's looking at it, hey, it ain't no big issue now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So what? What are you talking about? That's why his response was like that. As opposed to, you know, nowadays, hey, you could go, honey, swing out the chandelier and just say, oh, I'm gay.
Right.
And people are like, oh, you are good for you.
I just think Kevin wanted him to get to the point.
And Kevin did have a little bit of a drunken energy going into that thing.
He was like, yo, why? What's up?
The wine glasses popped.
Right.
Well, it seems that Heidi Klum's new hubby, Tom Kultz, gifted her something very special to prove that their love is as solid as the rock. Literally. He gave her a piece of the Berlin Wall.
What?
So Heidi posted this video on her Instagram of her gift being delivered. Take a look. Along with the caption, my husband was born behind the wall on the East Berlin side 4 weeks before it was torn down in 1989. This allowed him to grow up in a Germany that was unlike the country his own parents had grown up in. He was able to experience freedom and joy. I will look at this beautiful piece in my garden with the knowledge that walls do not need to be built, they need to come down.
Wow. This man is creative.
Okay.
He was just being messy, honey.
He
gave her a piece of the wall because, honey, her first husband still gave her some black babies. So I guess he said, well, I'll give you a piece of wall, something from Germany where you're from, instead of, honey, doing what Seal did.
By the way,
she got the wall to keep her husband out. Her
probably did.
Out.
Yeah, because this is part of the wall because they both from Germany. She's from Germany, and her husband is. And Seal was from what, Africa?
Oh, she from Germany?
Mm-hmm. She got from Germany. So I think he just was trying to taunt Seal.
Well, if he's trying to, it don't matter. Well, I don't know what his underlying motive might have been. But when I tell you this is so romantic,
I think it's
beautiful.
I just
hope they placed it where she wants it to be. Because ain't no moving the wall. Once the wall is there, okay?
Yeah.
That's it.
Portia.
This is a conversation piece, though.
It is.
I mean, can you imagine somebody comes to your house and you're like, right. Let me just show you a piece of the Berlin Wall in my backyard.
Yeah. Right. Somebody came to your house and said, girl, Dennis gave me a piece of the cab, honey. Hell, you don't talk about that.
They're like, what Decatur artifact did you want somebody to give you?
The Martin Luther sign at Freedom Parkway. We're going to hide that in the backyard.
Okay.
Up next, find out what rapper is whispering some thug motivation in the ear of a real talk show host. We'll tell you all that after the break. Dish
Nation. Hey, ladies, it's your girl, Brad, and I want to tell you about a really dope subscription box that I just got. FabFitFun is a women's lifestyle subscription box filled with beauty, lifestyle, and wellness products sent straight to your doorstep each season.
You mean to tell me, honey, a box of goodies just show up at your door?
Yep, and I just got my FabFitFun box for for the fall, and I am obsessed with the beauty products it came with. I mean, I can't live without them.
Ooh, now that sounds delightful, honey. Now, anything in your FabFit box I might like.
Well, I'm glad you said that, Gary, because my other favorite thing about it is that not only is it the perfect way to treat yourself, it makes for a wonderful gift.
So I can get it for my girlfriend?
Yes, you can, Gary. The FabFit Fun Box retails for $49.99, but always has a value over $200. And our Dish Nation viewers can use coupon code NATION for $10 off your first box at www.fabfitfun.com. Again, use code NATION, N-A-T-I-O-N, for $10 off your first box at www.fabfitfun.com. Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Well, guys, we have another Smash Alert. That's right. The Reels co-host Jenny Mai and rapper Jeezy made their relationship Instagram official, y'all.
Oh, Lord.
That's right. Now it has been long rumored that these two were dating, but it wasn't official until yesterday. The two confirmed their status by posting the couple's pictures on both of their separate Instagram accounts. That's important to make it official.
Yeah.
He must post and you must post. Jeezy posted his picture with the caption, "She loved when I talked at Fly." Hashtag WCW.
I am here for this level of gentrification. Here for it.
Then Jeannie followed with her post with the caption, "Hello, her name took on a whole new meaning." So what y'all think about this couple? Are we excited that they are now official?
Yeah, and a big shout out to Young Jeezy who came through here, and he was Bigfoot level elusive about whether or not he was actually with Jenny.
They must have just decided yesterday.
Oh, y'all asked him?
Everybody.
What did he say?
Yeah,
yes, I did.
He didn't say much.
I said, the ladies want to know what's up, Jeezy. They saw you hugged up with Jenny Mai. What's going on?
What's up?
He didn't want none of that.
Yeah,
see, usually
Jeezy would have been like, yeah. It was like,
you know, I don't think he's ever really talked about his relationships, because when he was with Keisha Cole, remember, she proposed to him. We never heard that from him, I don't think.
Man, he should have gave us a Dish exclusive.
And I'm supposed to be like his family. We go way back, okay? That's all right, Snow Mizzle.
Well, y'all, moving on. Somebody done broke into Taylor Swift's house. Oh, my goodness. According to reports, police apprehended a man by the name of Richard Joseph McEwen after he was caught trespassing in the singer's beachfront property on Rhode Island. Now, according to police, Taylor wasn't home at the time, and no personal items were stolen, but the intruder did manage to break the front glass door to gain entry. And he did something else crazy, y'all.
What? No, don't say nothing nasty.
He proceeded to take his shoes off at the door before walking inside, and when he was asked why, he stated he was always taught to take his shoes off when entering another person's home because it's the polite thing to do.
So the intruder was Asian.
And polite.
Very well-mannered.
Breaking into somebody else's damn house, but it's polite, though.
But you're going to take off your shoes.
Yeah.
So he didn't hear the part about don't break in.
Exactly.
Okay, right. I got you.
I just think he didn't want to leave a footprint, so I couldn't track him down from that footprint and that shoe size.
Yeah. How do rich people always leave their houses unlocked?
That's just it. We leave everything open and unlocked, and we think everything is good, and that's when the intruders be like, oh, I bet that house is open.
When they broke into Gary's house, they broke in his door and walked past all them chairs.
They walked past a lot. They broke the door, looked in the camera.
No, they did not.
Did you see their faces?
Yeah, he looked in the camera and everything. That's why I'm scared to stay in my house now.
I can understand
that. He looked in the camera and then went on and stole what he was going to steal.
After looking in the camera?
Yes.
He was confused.
He was looking in the camera.
Because he saw them chairs. He thought a meeting was taking place.
You already said it was chairs. Double A.
All right, y'all, you know what time it is?
It's deal time.
We all like to party, but if you're going to drink, make sure you do it safely. And having this digital breath alcohol tester is the ideal solution for someone looking for a portable tester with professional quality and a convenient consumer design and feel. Plus, the sleek design makes the unit easy to carry for personal use, and it includes a removable mouthpiece cover that allows you to test multiple individuals in a sanitary fashion.
Oh, and I just blow into it like NSD?
Not like that, bro. The easy single button operation requires users to simply blow into the folding mouthpiece and for accurate back readings in seconds, and it includes three mouthpieces, an owner's manual, and a quick start guide.
How much is it, Head Crack?
Well, the Alcohawk Slim Ultra Digital Breathalyzer has been seen for as high as $70, but for the Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$12.
$12? Yeah.
Wow.
Man. Go to MorningSave.com and say Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, y'all, Andrew Freund dishes with Kristen Bell, Sterling K. Brown, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and more stars from Disney's upcoming animated movies. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, the fun didn't stop for our guy Andrew Freund at the D23 Expo. This time, he got to talk to many of the stars of the upcoming Disney animated films such as Frozen 2, Onward, and Raya and the Last Dragon. Take a look.
If Olaf was going to be set up, who would we set Olaf up with?
I don't know, because Olaf, I think of as very naive and very, like, innocent and childlike. I don't know that he's ready to start dating. He would probably, like, start slow and work his way up. So someone, like, you know, innocent and, like, easy, who's
what
not
going
to, like, take it too fast.
Pocahontas? Could they get together? Olaf and Pocahontas.
Absolutely. I feel like the weather in her community would not be conducive to Olaf's self-interest, but yes.
I didn't even know you were in Frozen 2.
Neither did I. Until today, Andrew.
What? I'm speechless.
So am I, dude. It's exciting, man. I don't know. Like, I feel unworthy. You know what I'm saying? But I'm here, and I'll take it, and I'm enjoying it.
Do you sing?
Do I sing?
In the movie.
You'll see.
Okay, you guys, tell me a little bit about what you're going to be doing here at D23.
We're going to be singing.
A classic.
We're going to be singing A Whole New World, the iconic song from Aladdin.
Can you guys give me a little something? Just a little sugar. A little what we're going to hear tonight.
A little sugar?
Yeah, a little sugar.
A whole new world.
New world.
A dazzling place I never knew. How about that?
Oh, my God, you gave me chills. I got chills. Which Disney character do you think has the most swag and why?
The squirrel from Ice Age. From Ice Age.
The squirrel from
Ice Age.
No, that's not Disney.
That's not Disney.
No. What about
the squirrel?
Okay, the squirrel from a movie.
Thumper.
Thumper. Yes.
Yeah.
Thumper from.
I think Thumper.
Thumper. You're nominated for like 3,000 Emmys this year.
Okay, I think 9.
That's a feat in itself.
Yes.
So how excited are you going into the Emmys this year? What are we gonna see? How do you feel? I know, right.
How about that?
You play an elf mom.
I do.
Explain to me what that is. What does an elf mom embody?
Let me tell you something. Playing an elf mom is just like playing the President of the United States.
Favorite Disney character of all time?
Grumpy. I love Grumpy, I do.
I want to create the ultimate Disney costume. Who would you want to be and why?
I'd rather be Tinkerbell if I could lose a couple pounds.
You look great.
Or Peter Pan, maybe. Or Lady and the Tramp. Can you find me a costume?
Done.
Okay.
So what do people do to try to get something out of you about this movie?
Oof.
What do I got to do? I got to pay? Do I got to take you to lunch? Sushi?
I mean, I got to figure out how many Disney executives are super close to me right now.
What is your favorite piece of Frozen merchandise?
I mean, the nightgowns, I think. I really love a Frozen nightgown. I love to see a little kid in a Frozen nightgown. Boy or girl, I don't care.
I'll wear one.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm wearing a Frozen nightgown.
Yeah, do it.
Well, that's a wrap here from D23. We talked to so many incredible stars. I am exhausted. I'm going to go take a nap. But first, there's more Dish Nation after the break. See ya.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation!
Hey!
All right, so this story is for my guys who are thinking about proposing. Eddie Okoro was trying to figure out how to propose to his girlfriend, Callie. He carried around the ring for months waiting for the perfect moment, but decided to have a little fun. Eddie snuck the engagement ring in pictures of his girlfriend for months. Of course she didn't know, but if she caught him, he would use that moment to propose. How fun and creative is this, y'all? Let's take a look at some of his snapshots.
That is so funny. I think the funniest shot is one of her sleeping, because she's clearly got that mouth open. She's snoring.
Oh, I would be pissed.
Yeah, that's probably the safest one, because she was not going to wake up and see nothing.
I wish she would have shot enough of these pictures to make a whole, like, calendar for, like, each month.
Oh.
You know, like, with the ring in there. Because, like, I mean, this is slick, and he seems like he's really invested into the process.
And here's when Callie said yes.
Aww. So do y'all think this is creepy?
It's a little weird to me. I mean, I wouldn't want nobody to take pictures of me while I'm asleep with my mouth open and have a ring in my hand. It was probably funny and creepy to me.
It'd be creepy if he didn't know her. You know, they live
together.
That
would be real.
I really like this girl at work.
Right. Yeah.
I want to pop the question.
You're right.
But...
Stalker.
Hey,
Hey, Dish fam, we want to hear what you think, too. Do you think this was sweet or creepy? Head on over to DishNation.com and take our poll.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.